Welcome to the Watershed Teaching Podcast. Watershed is the high school ministry of Perimeter Church in Johns Creek, Georgia. Perimeter Church is part of the Presbyterian Church in America. Watershed is a place where we hope high school students would connect, receive, and transform. We want to see students connect with God and others through healthy community, receive His truth through gospel-centered, grace-based teaching, and be transformed by the gospel to then go transform their world. Thank you for downloading this podcast. For more information, please visit us at www.perimeter.org/watershed.
All right. It's good to see you guys. As we take center stage here, this is my wife, Cammie.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, she's good looking. I know. So, it looks a little different when you're leaning back in a couch than it does.
Are you leaning all the way back?
Yeah, I'm leaning back. Oh. I'm leaning back. So, it's interesting if you're new tonight to Watershed, you haven't come in a few weeks, we are in the third week of a series that we are calling, what are we calling it? Love Hurts, right?
It's That's encouraging.
Whole idea is relationships are difficult, right? Relationships are difficult, and Rip and Bonnie opened it up, right? And Rip, you know, talked about how when you have to sacrifice for your spouse, sometimes it hurts, right? Mm. To go and do that and step up and do what you have to do. And so relationships are difficult through the curriculum we're going through the life of Jacob. And so we thought it would be fun to kind of have different people come and share their story. And so already Rip and Bonnie came and did a great job opening up. And then Emilio and Hope were here last week. And so it's our turn now. And the thing about it is it's unusual. Cammie, this is the first time she's ever been on the Watershed stage in 10 years, believe it or not. So she's a great speaker and does stuff like that, but she's never... For whatever reason, it's just never worked out.
It's because y'all are scary.
Yeah, there you go.
Y'all are way scarier than a lot of audiences.
Children. We wanted to tell a little bit about our story, you know, and how we came to be married. We've actually been married 25 years this year, and so I know it's all right. You can clap. That's great. But starting just about me, like pre-Cammie, dating wise, it was. I know my parents were engaged, and they'd probably be appalled to hear me say this, but I don't know what direction they were really giving me. I had girlfriends, like, from kindergarten on, and fifth and sixth grade, for sure, you know, is when I really, you know, always had a girlfriend. Not always. I wasn't that kind of guy, but I had my first, like, real kiss in seventh grade. I was, you know, to date girls or, you know, pursuing girls to be in a relationship with, there was really... one kind of rubric that I went on. And I was a Christian, grew up in a covenant home, but really it was all about me, right? It was, what do I want? What do they do for me? How can I look better to the crowd? And so I was definitely, it was so awful, because I didn't realize all this till I was older and thinking back, looking back on it. But I dated girls, they had to be really good looking. And so...
That's
I was so shallow, yeah, that's true. I was so shallow that it was like, because to me, the arm candy was the thing. Like, I wanted all the guys to be like, oh, I can't believe he's with that girl. Like, she is so good looking. And so the arm candy is what I wanted. And to me, even that they were good looking superseded, you don't have to move away from me.
I know, this couch is like... It
superseded whether they were godly. They didn't have to be godly. They didn't have to be Christian. And they didn't even have to be nice. That's what was sad. Like, I dated one girl who was, she was really nice to look at, but she was mean. I mean, she was just flat out mean. Like, she saw one of, here's how mean she was. She saw one of my ex-girlfriends, out during the middle of the day when she was supposed to be at school, and she went and called the girl's school and got her suspended.
Nice.
Yeah, I know.
That's somebody I want to hang out
with. And I dated her, and yeah, so you can imagine if that's the kind of girl that I was dating, it probably wasn't the best for me. It wasn't making me... more like Jesus. It wasn't making me sanctified. Yeah, it was a mess. In fact, I tended to try to date girls that, not on purpose, but I tended to be attracted to girls who were needy. Mm. You know, they kind of had a hole, and I was very confident and knew who I was, and so I think I wanted to be Jesus to them.
You
know, not lead them to
the
Jesus. I wanted to meet that need and make them feel secure, and so, yeah, I'm not real proud of that, but that's who I was.
Yeah, well... In a similar way, I was like that too. Dating was all about me. I was really looking for a guy that really thought I was amazing. And that was my criteria. He didn't even have to be particularly handsome. He did have to be able to buy me a meal. That was important. But not necessarily handsome or rich. And my parents were divorced when I was very young. And so I really was looking to boys to give me value, you know, to tell me I was important, to tell me I was worthy. And that's how I ended up with my high school boyfriend. I dated a boy named Tommy for 2 years in high school. And I had come to Christ at the age of 12 when I was in middle school. And I was kind of walking with the Lord, kind of. But I got to this relationship with Tommy, and I knew God did not want me to date him. I really did. He was not a Christian, wasn't even a claimer, wasn't even interested in the things of God. And I had been at church enough. I hadn't grown up going to church, but I'd been at church enough to know that you don't evangelize date. But when I told that to Tommy, he was like, oh, but I think you're so wonderful, and I think you're so great, and I just want to hang out with you, and we can even go to church. And, you know, I was like, okay. And so what happened to me is I ultimately wanted Tommy more than I wanted God. And the 2 years that Tommy and I dated were not good years for me. Our relationship was not encouraging or helpful to either of us. I called him really disrespectful names as endearments, and we did things together we shouldn't have. And more and more, my life became about Tommy, and he took God's place on the throne of my heart. And God doesn't share his glory with anyone. And when Tommy broke up with me, I was utterly devastated. And I can remember, you know, just crying, because I thought he was the one and we were going to end up getting married. And even though I knew it wasn't a great relationship, or it didn't match the relationships I'd seen at church that I'd wanted, I thought I was kind of stuck with it. And so when he broke up with me, I was just shocked, and I began my own wrestling match with God over my life. And when Tommy broke up with me, I ended up back at church and really seeking the Lord and wanting my broken heart to be healed by the Lord.
Well, in our story, we had met, and I had gone overseas to Italy. I lived in Italy for 2 years, and it was actually when you broke up with Tommy that I came back to the United States, and you were walking with the Lord, and I was coming out of a period of time when I was not walking with God. I had had a prodigal experience when I was in the Air Force, and I was not walking closely with the Lord, and God really used Cammy in a very powerful way to draw me closer to him. There's a verse in Romans that says, it's your kindness, Lord, that leads us to repentance. And really, I knew that I deserved God's wrath and his anger, and nothing about the way I'd been living, you know, deserved the grace that God poured into my life. And he really used Cammy to speak truth to me, though, to draw me. You know, she would say, hey, you need to go to church, and these things to get me back to where I needed to be. And really, I sensed in her, she wasn't needy like the other girls that I'd been attracted to. There was something about her that was very attractive in that. And God really used her initially, because I was scared to death about, I wanted to get married and I wanted to marry her, and I was scared to death about getting married and trying to do that on my own strength. I knew that I couldn't do that on my own strength. I needed God. I needed his power in order to make that relationship work.
Mm-hmm. After Tommy, I went back to church, and it was funny because, you know, I didn't want anybody at church to know that I was a sinner and needed a savior. I don't know if that's familiar to you. So I'd come late, so nobody would talk to me. I'd sit in the back, so nobody would talk to me, and I'd leave early so that nobody would talk to me. And I was just wounded. I mean, my broken heart was wounded. And I went towards the Lord. Because my parents divorced when I was 6, and because my experience had been broken relationships, my relationship with Tommy was almost predictable. But what God reminded me of was that the relationships I'd seen, the marriages I'd seen at the church, and that's what I really wanted for me. And so I began this after Tommy, before Jeff came back from the Air Force. I really pursued the Lord for about 6 months and wanted God to fill up all my cracks and to be focused on him. Because what God showed me through Tommy is that no boy could give me value. No relationship could give meaning to my life. And looking towards boys or those relationships to provide that was always going to end in my heart in a broken heart. And so I really pursued the Lord. And about a month before Jeff came back from Italy, I was writing in a journal. And just to be full disclosure, so Jeff was in Italy. I did write him the whole time I was dating Tommy. I know, right? But I didn't know what God had for that. So he wasn't the only guy I wrote. I just was like, whatever, but judge me, go ahead. So before he came back, about a month before he came back, I was really seeking the Lord. And I remember writing a list of qualities that I wanted in a guy. And I wrote it very detailed, like the color of their hair and the color of their eyes and their heart and character qualities and all those things. But at the end of it, I really took it to the Lord and I said, Lord, you know what on this list is important, and you can see my future. Like, you know what I'm gonna need in 50 years, and I can't even imagine 50 years from now. So you take this list and you show me what's important on this list. And if you want me to get married, then somebody that matches this description will come along, because I didn't know that Jeff was that. And then, well, I didn't. And
I didn't either.
And so I took that list, Lord, but I also said, Lord, if you want me to be single, and you don't have marriage for me, and you want me to have this career and this different trajectory, Lord, I want that too. Like, I want my life to be yours. So you direct my footsteps. And about a month later, we were engaged.
Yep. So.
Well, he came back from Italy, and the difference in my relationship with Jeff and everything else before was he pointed me towards Christ. Jeff had grown up in a Christian home. He knew more than I did. And I'll be honest, I didn't date a lot of guys that could keep up with me in a conversation. I have a lot of words. And so, like, he knew more than me. He had more experiences than me. And he really made me want to seek the Lord. And when I can remember I had a really difficult relationship with my stepfather, and I can remember Jeff calling me to task and saying, look, you are not improving this relationship. You need to do this, or you need to do that. And I can remember, you know, don't tell me what to do, but then also going, he's right, you know? So what he continually did and what our relationship did was point us to the Lord, and he made me want to be a better woman, whereas Tommy had not done that. And so he really made me want to know God better and be more sanctified by God.
And that was really the difference. As we came together, we allowed God to shine his light into every aspect of our relationship. Whereas before it had been all about me and just my own sin nature pursuing girls in the way however I wanted to, with Cammie I was able to, through repentance and stuff, to seek God. And we were both seeking God. And so we were both constantly turning each other towards God. Mm-hmm. And really, that's the main thing that I have for you today. I think that's the litmus test. Is you, if you are entering in a dating relationship, or down the road, if you're saying, hey, is this person the one? Is this somebody I should pursue in marriage? Is ask that question. Hey, is this person drawing me closer to God? Mm-hmm. Are they challenging me to pursue the Lord in a much deeper, richer way? And if they are, there's a good chance that that could be someone God's calling you to be with. Cammie made me want to be a better man. She made me want to pursue God. And God used her voice and he used her example really to shape me and to help sanctify me. He worked through her and through our relationship to draw me closer to God. And so that, you know, is the main thing of the nugget that we have of our relationship that was huge for God that he did in our lives, that drew us close to each other, that still continues to do that, as she is the junior Holy Spirit in my life and helps me.
I'm not afraid to tell him what he needs to do or how he needs to do
on a regular basis. And so much of the teaching that I do and the things that I have to offer come from her. Mm-hmm. And my relationship with her. And so God working through her specifically in my life. And so she's been a huge blessing to me. You know, so thinking about this idea, I was a Christian when I was in high school. I was not submitting, though. The part of my life that I did not want to give to God was my relationship with girls. And yet when I did, when I finally did that and surrendered to that, he brought me Cammy and the greatest gift that I could have. So that's the main message that we want to give to you guys today from our relationship. But, you know, I don't know what you're wrestling with. I know when you wrestle with God like Jacob did, right? Jacob constantly wrestled with God. And, you know, and literally in the Bible there, he is wrestling with him right before he meets his brother. And his brother could have killed him and taken everything away from him. And yet he submits himself completely to God ultimately. And that's what we have to do, right? We have to surrender all of our life to him, into his control. And when we do that, life is richer and fuller than we can possibly imagine. And God does that. And you know what? You don't have the strength to do that in and of yourself. There's a surrender to Jesus that has to take place. You have to die to yourself and say, okay, God, take it. Take my mess. Take my messy relationships. Mm-hmm. Take my messy dating relationships. Or maybe you've never dated anybody. But take my loneliness. Take everything, God. And I just submit it to you. And when I put that at the feet of Christ and say, okay, not me, but you. You're the one who has to do this. Then he takes our mess, right? And he is in the business of redemption. Mm-hmm. And he can do that in your life. He definitely did it for us. So let me pray for you guys and send you on to your groups tonight. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for your plan for our lives. Lord, you have a unique plan for every individual here. Some of the students that are here are going to be single. Some are going to be single maybe for a lifetime. Some are going to be single for a long time. Some might be married in just a few years, which is crazy to think about, but it's possible. God, you do amazing things in our lives. You have a plan, and you know that. Help us to submit to you. Mm-hmm. And Lord, may we lift up every aspect of our relationship to you, that you would draw us to somebody, God, who will appoint us to Jesus, that our spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend would do that, would be a sanctifying role in our lives. Mm-hmm. And so we pray for that. We ask you to just guide us as we go into our groups. We would have a great discussion tonight. And we love you. In Christ's name, amen.